Hello guys, and welcome you back. Today's question is, do you like the sunshine and why?
对于这样一个题目呢，你喜不喜欢阳光啊？为什么？很多同学回答很简单，
Well, I like sunshine because it's so warm and I feel very happy.
然后就 that's all. 对于这种题目来讲的话呢，我们要加很多细节，好吧？因为加细节的话呢，可能会觉得，你真的是了解这个在这个阳光之下你喜欢它，并且为什么？好，我们来试一下。首先，这个我们回答 yes 好吧。
So, do you like sunshine? Why?
Well, 我们可以反问啊。Why doesn't like the sunshine? 为什么不喜欢夏天？
Or who doesn't like the sunshine?
On a sunny day, you just have to look about you and everyone has a smile on his or her face. 再来一遍啊。Who doesn't like the sunshine? On a sunny day, you just have to look about you and everyone has a smile on his or her face. So, the sunshine brings with it sunny moods.
这里可以看一下。Sunny moods.
Plus, everything is more colorful and much brighter.
加上很多东西啊，都是很多彩，并且更明亮。
And everyone shed their drab winter clothes and puts on their summer best.
Puts on their summer best.
这里注意一下，脱下衣服不要老总用这个 put off， 可以用 shed one's clothes. Shed, S-H-E-D, shed one's clothes.And even the plants start to poke their heads out above the soil to greet the sun. I love sunshine days. Even the plants start to poke their heads out above the soil to greet the sun.
这里注意一下，就是这些植物啊
start to poke their heads out，
就是把它们的头啊从这个土地上面探出来。
Poke their heads out above the soil to greet the sun. I love sunshine days.
OK， 那么这是一个正面回答，我们再来感受一遍，好吧
？Do you like the sunshine and why?
Well, who doesn't like the sunshine?
On a sunny day, you just have to look about you, and everyone has a smile on his or her face. So, the sunshine brings with it sunny moods. Plus, everything is more colorful and much brighter. Everyone shed their drab winter clothes and puts on their summer best.Even the plants start to poke their heads out above the soil to greet the sun. I love sunshine days.
好，这是一个正面回答。我同学说，老师，我这个比较喜欢这个用这个 no 啊。回答 no 行不行啊？当然是 definitely yes， 但是你一定要补充细节。好，我们来看回答 no 怎么回答啊。
Do you like the sunshine and why?
Well, no, I don't like the sunshine at all.Because I live in Nanking, so which is just like hot pot. My hometown always scorching hot.
Especially in the summer, I cannot go out to play basketball. It's so boring, especially on the summer days under the sunshine. So I really fed up with the terrible sunshine at that time.
好吧，就是说你回答一个东西的话，你不可能说你只讲一个 no.但是你一定要讲原因，或者说你可以回答第三种方式叫 It depends。那么这种回答呢，就是说比较的具有这种逻辑思维的能力啊。因为你回答 depends 的话，你要看就是有好有不好。咱们来试一下。
So do you like the sunshine and why? Actually it really depends. I remember that one time I went to Barcelona with my friends. I really really enjoyed the sunshine at the beach.At that time, we swim in the river, and we just have the sun bath there, and everybody enjoy the sunshine there. But the terrible thing is that because at that time we forgot to buy the sunshine cream, so the sunshine really burned my body. So I really advise you guys to buy the sunshine cream in advance.Because if you not buy it, it will really be terrible. However, if I just live in my hometown in Nanking, I feel it's so terrible to go out just under the sunshine, especially in summer. So, you know, it really depends on where are you going or the sunshine is suitable for you or not. So that's the key word.
好了吧，所以说 大家一定要知道，就是说你这个本身的情感是很重要的，因为这个 sunshine 本身其实这个就是看适不适合你。如果你觉得在那儿很嗨，在那儿很爽，那么 sunshine 当然是可以没有问题的。但是如果这个 sunshine 啊都让你的这个身体很不适，那你肯定不能去，好吧？好，行，那么今天咱们大家逐渐就是学习了三种，一种正面回答，一种反面回答，一种叫做再看，好吧？ Okay, thank you for guys for listening to this question. Do you like the sunshine and why? See you guys tomorrow. 啊，提醒一下，这个巴塞罗那的这个天气啊，真的是夏天很热，而且这个阳光很温暖，但是一定要记得带防晒霜，因为很容易被晒成那种黑白配色，好吧？黑白配，如果不想变黑白配的话，尽量买一个哈。好，就这么定了，明天见。